don't become an extensive communicator. Remember, information in, we want to release that information. The more knowledge we have, the more knowledge we want to give. Write this down. Always be in the new person's head, never your own. What will be key to you going platinum is you understanding that people are at different stages of coming into the business. You have to transition into their head. In other words, if it's someone that you're just giving the introduction to your Wishes Your Command CD to, they're at an entirely different place than someone who's listened to your Wishes Your Command. And they, again, are at an entirely different place than someone who has seen the PowerPoint or watched the DVD. They're in an entirely different place. And you have to remember not to give too much information to someone who's not ready for it yet. So always be in the new person's head, never your own, and be at the right stage. Now, the beauty of this system is that the tools will do the work for you no matter where the prospect is at. In other words, the system knows what the prospect needs to hear. Remember that Jin is a master. The Jin Council, Kevin Trudeau, are some of the most successful people in the world. They've done this work for you. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. All you have to do is implement it to execute the system. But I'm going to kind of give you a heads up here, is that as you get more information, be real careful what you do with it. Let the system do the work. Do not give a prospect, depending on what stage they're at, do not give them more information than they need. The tool, the business building tool, will give them exactly what they need. What your job is and what will enable you to become the most successful in a duplicable fashion is by you executing what to do in between each tool segment. In other words, what to say, what to do next, how to keep track of it. By you following that will be the most precise way to get you to platinum. All too often, when people are bringing people into the business, they confuse the prospect. They confuse the person. They give them too much information. The Global Information Network, again, gives them enough information for that stage. So this system takes the skill level out of building the business. What does that do? Well, it enables anyone that you bring into the business, if they have a burning desire, if their why is strong enough to be able to do this. It does not matter what your past experience is. Doesn't matter what their past experience is. Doesn't matter what their skill level is. Doesn't matter if they went to college, didn't go to college. Doesn't matter if they're a carpenter or the CEO of a company. A plumber, doesn't matter if they work in a store, they're a cashier. None of that matters. What matters is, and this is the only thing that matters, is that they have a strong enough why and that they can follow the system. So this system takes the skill out of it. For those of you that work in sales that are listening to this, I want to kind of give you a warning here, is that if you try and use sales skills to convince people to join this, the chances are they won't duplicate. Remember, the biggest question is, I don't think I can do that. And if you use a very high skill level in bringing somebody into the business, in sharing the program, if you use a high skill level while doing that, the chances are that the person won't join. And even if they do join, they probably won't do anything. So keep it simple. And I've seen some very successful people, some high-powered salespeople come into this business. And immediately what they think is, after they've been to a major event and they see somebody on the stage who really isn't that good a communicator, doesn't seem like they got a lot going in comparison to them. So in other words, they think, well, if that person over there can do it, I can do it. All I've got to do is use my 20 years or 30 years or 10 years of sales experience. That's where they fall into the fatal trap, because the facts are, the person who is on the stage used the system. They used the tools. They didn't use a high skill level. Maybe they didn't even have a high skill level. And that's why you're going to see platinums on the stage that maybe have a lower skill level than you do, maybe have a lower IQ than you do, maybe aren't as successful as you are in everyday life. But they'll move quicker in their platinum ship, their one star, their two star, their three star, their four star, and they'll make more money than somebody with a very high skill level, particularly somebody who's a high-powered salesperson. So can salespeople become successful in this? Absolutely. As long as they understand that they have to use the tools to build the business, because that is what's duplicable. The biggest question, remember, is can I do this? As we complete CD number two, remember the exercise, the drill that you are to complete before moving on to CD number three.